Hey everyone, Wednesday, September 13th. My name's Will. I'm running through today's morning brief. A look at performance yesterday will reveal a pretty mixed picture. Crude oil up almost 2%. That was the biggest mover on an absolute basis. TLT up about 60 basis points. US dollar had a gain, and Russell 2000 also managed to eke out a gain. On the downside, you saw NASDAQ Composite and the S&P 500 post about a 1% and 60 basis point loss, respectively. Gold also saw an exhale. Overall, not a ton of directional drivers yesterday. Seemed pretty mixed bag and maybe just near-term mean reversions going on. I did want to highlight Joseph's piece yesterday in our daily equity report. I scroll up here. It's titled Energy at a Crossroad. He was just talking about how crude oil is approaching a pretty notable level of resistance. He was talking about the strategic petroleum reserve as well, and then also talking about like an equal weight energy fund, showing a similar picture being near a pretty key level of resistance, being if you break out above that resistance, maybe energy continues to get some more traction. We have seen some movements in favor of energy. This is our Dolly sector rankings right here. You'll note energy has now moved up to the fourth position. It's technically tied with basic materials in terms of buy signals, but we're given the tiebreaker to energy because it has more X's. Bunch of jargon. You don't have to worry about it. It's ranked fourth right now. And Dolly, should it move up to third, that's going to put it back into a technically overweight position by the ranking. So with it at resistance, I think the breakthrough from resistance could push energy into an overweight territory. But we'll see if that happens. Today, I think the biggest item is going to be the August CPI data. Looking at some yields, talk about at a bit of a juncture and at a bit of a crossroads, I would say that's also true for yields. This is the 10-year you can see here, just matched its 2022 high, also multi-year high, multi-decade high. You can look at a similar picture for the 2-year, so closer in on the yield curve, you see a very similar picture, fighting with, call it multi-year, multi-decade resistance. I really just call this resistance right here. This is just more of a reference point. And then the 30-year yield, you also have this up at multi-decade highs back from 2022. So pretty interesting picture with yield. I'd say also at a bit of a juncture and a breakthrough of those resistance levels, I think will be pretty notable. Indicator developments overnight. The only one I want to bring to your attention is the PT for the NYSE. So the positive trend, how many NYSE stocks are above their bullish support line. This reversed down and is now south of 50%. A bit concerning, I will say we typically like to see this above 50%. And you can look with your eye and see that most of the time over the past 15 years, when it's above 50%, that's been a good environment for stocks and the market overall. So I would like to see this reverse course pretty quickly here, if possible. But that would be a bit of a negative talking point this morning. Closing shot for Berkshire Hathaway broke out to all-time highs yesterday at 368. This is not a quick-moving, high-flare type of company. It's got a beta of 0.95, so you're saying it's, if you want to call it, less risky, less volatile, lower on systematic risk, lower systematic risk, both to the market. Our risk of 1.1, which is pretty low, all things considered, 11 months of positive monthly momentum, and it's up 19% year-to-date right now, 5-attribute stock. Really nothing negative to say about Berkshire Hathaway here. It looks really strong. Apart from the fact it's very overbought, I believe this is the highest overbought reading since March 2022. So if you're looking for a name, it's a really strong name. I think this is a candidate. Not many stocks are breaking out to new all-time highs, so I do think that's a good sign. If you want to just dollar cost in, I think that'd be the best approach given the near-term overbought condition. Those are all the updates I had for today. Not much in terms of, you know, meat to talk about. But David's going to be with you all tomorrow and hope to see some of you later this evening in Vegas.